Here for the Lowe's early Black Friday deals? You're right on time for some of our biggest savings. We're talking up to 50% off select major appliances, plus up to an extra 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Holiday lights going up soon? Select ladders are up to 50% off right now. Get Black Friday prices without the Black Friday crowds. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 11/19. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hey guys, it's Anna Brain with Beyond the Record, and today I have rising R&B singer here with me today, Matay. How are you doing today?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm great. So I want to get started, just jump right in there. And can you tell me a little bit about your background and where you're from and how you got started with music?
So I'm Matay. I'm from Atlanta. Was actually born in Indianapolis, Indiana, but I moved to Atlanta when I was like three, so that's home. A little background, I've been doing music since about 14. I started, then I stopped to pursue other endeavors, and then I came back to it, and then I've been since. How I got started in music, really, like, my family is super musical, like, inclined. My dad can sing, and he used to teach me, my siblings, how to sing, and I think it just kind of stuck with us, so. All of my siblings do music as well, too. So I think we're all kind of in the same, you know, same thing, same lane, trying to do it. So
I love that. How many siblings do you have?
So I have just an older brother and an older sister.
Okay, cool. Do they sing as well, or do they produce, or what do they do?
My sister, she's an actress, but she also does music as well, too. Oh. She's just like a singer. She does write songs as well, too, but she's very much like actress, production type of thing. That's her thing now. She's currently doing a play. So she's traveling all over, like I mentioned before. And then my brother, he does a little bit of production, but he more so does like hip hop, R&B, you know, that like lane of like hip hop, but it's not fully R&B, but it's not fully hip hop. So he's kind of in that too. But, you know, he's a jack of all trades. I think he does a little bit of everything. I think I'm probably the only person who is like, you know, in like the alternative R&B pop type of room as well, too. So.
I see. Do you ever see yourself working with them, or would you ever be interested in working with them on a project or even like a track?
So me and my brother, we do have songs together. Do I like the songs? Maybe not as much as I used to, only because they're older songs. You know, you evolve and, you know, you find your sound a little bit better. But I write a lot of songs for my sister. So a lot of songs that like she like is releasing or about to release is a lot of the stuff I basically wrote. So that's really just about it. Like, as in regards to collaboration and stuff, I don't know. Maybe. You never know. Like, I think when siblings do the same thing, I don't think they really have a conversation of like, we should do it together at the same time and do it this way, you know?
Yeah.
And at least for us, it's like, I think we kind of, everybody has their own space to create. And then like when it's done, like, you know, we listen to it and I'm like, oh, this is really good. Most of the time we don't hear it until it's out.
Oh, wow.
I hear it because of course I write it with her. And then with my brother, you don't hear it till it's out. And then kind of likewise with me. But it's pretty cool because it's like fresh ears, you know, so.
Yeah. That's cool, though. I would always think that's interesting when like a whole family is into the same thing like that. Yeah, because my only experience with that is just like my sister and I both took guitar and piano lessons at the same time. And like we are not musically inclined. Like, it's like that. But we worked together on the little songs we made in like our room and stuff. So I think that's super cool when you guys are actually professionals in the field. And like you said, you have your own lanes and your own thing. And I think when the right time is and like something that you want to do and something they want to do, y'all can come together and make something really cool. So
yeah,
I like that. So what are some artists that you believe that should have some more spotlight and some artists that you grew up listening to?
So some of the people that I listen to now, is one of them is Khalil. His name is KHAL! He's super dope. He's kind of in the alternative space as well too. I'm listening to Kendrick Lamar, also Leon Thomas. I think everybody should listen to Leon Thomas. I love Lucky Day as well too. So those would be on the male side. On the female side, I would definitely say like Tate McRae. I think her new album is super, super, super dope. And the people that I grew up listening to, from the Winans to Michael Jackson, of course, Beyonce, Usher, the list kind of goes on from there, even with like from Joe to Tank. You know, my brother was a super big Tank fan. So I think that's really where like the foundation stemmed from. But, you know, we're here now.
Yes. No, those are amazing choices. I am a huge, huge Beyonce fan. And I think Tate McRae's new album is amazing. And I think that if she could have a year like Sabrina Carpenter, I would not be mad at it. So
I think she's going to do great things, though. She's like a pop star.
Yeah, no, for real. No, she really, really is. So let's talk more about your music, too. And I want to know, what are three songs from your own discography that you think fans should listen to get to know you better as an artist?
This is kind of hard only because it's just like a split mind for myself. I feel like I would want them to listen to something that'll get them like moving and that'll like be like possibly their favorite song. I really wanted them to like sit down and listen, so I guess I'll split it up in that type of category.
Okay.
I would say if I want them to just sit down and listen, it would be Master's Voice is one, Solitude is another one. And then I would say Difference as well too, just because I think people's meaning of Difference is so like, it's what you make it. Cause I think that's the way I wanted it to be. I wanted people to kind of relate to it from their own narrative. Mm-hmm. I would definitely say that. I think those three songs will make them really think. It's like, you know, you'll like it, but you just have to really sit down and listen to the lyrics just to really understand what I was saying.
Yeah. And that's what I really, appreciate about your music as well, is that you have good lyricism. And I think that is in itself a lost art, especially with a lot of newer artists rising up right now. It's just that like, oh, this is a really cool beat. And like, I can listen to it maybe in the gym or something, but like, there's no substance to it. And I feel like it's not going to last, like, you know. And I love music like yours. Like I could go back to and just think about a time that I've been through or a friend has been through or something, and like the lyrics actually mean something. So I just want to give you your flowers for that, because that's definitely something that the genre, all genres are missing, I feel like.
Yeah. Appreciate it. I mean, it is definitely like a skill, you know, everything is so fast now. And I think, you know, I try to keep up, but sometimes it's hard because, you know, I feel like I want to release something that I can relate to that doesn't make me feel like it's so far outside of myself.
Yeah.
So I think that's really why I write the way I do or make music the way I do, just because I feel like it's like a timestamp. Like, you know, like 20 years from now, I look back and like, I'm exactly where I was. And it now makes sense because I articulated it the way I did. So,
yeah, no, that's great. I think a lot of times when people, that's what a lot of people love music, is just you go back to that time when you first heard the record. And I think about, I don't know why this came to me, but J. Cole's 2014 Forest Hills Drive is one of my favorite albums. And when I go back to that album, it came out when I was, I graduated high school around that time. So when I go back to that, and that album is all about his adolescence. And like, I was just like leaving mine going through that album. And I immediately think of me like walking to school, listening to that album and all that stuff. And I think for you, like as a writer, you probably in your head do that as well, you know?
Unintentionally though.
Really?
I mean, I think, I don't know, I feel like other writers could probably attest to this as well too. It's like, it's intentional, but it's not. You know, you're just trying to like formulate it a little bit better. Just because, I guess for me, in college and stuff, I did like a lot of like journalism classes, and that was basically like my primary thing.
Oh, cool.
So I guess it's like, I feel like it doesn't make sense if it's not like a complete sentence or a complete phrase, like, you know, technical. Yeah, so I think that's probably also helps with the timestamp as well, too, because you want to tell the story.
Yeah. What would you say is your writing process? Like, what helps you? Does it come to you randomly, or do you need to be in some sort of setting for you to come up with a song?
A little bit of both, I would say. Like, the setting definitely matters, only because I like to make, I can make music with other people in the room with no problem, but I feel like for me to dive to a deeper space within myself, and also probably spiritually too, do it by myself. Just because make mistakes, nobody can like hear it, or it's a judge-free zone.
Yeah.
But I'm learning to kind of really open up to that. But yeah, I mean, I think for me, it does come in waves as well, too. It's not like I can get up and say, oh, I want to do it. Like, it has to, I wouldn't say something has to happen for it to happen, but it's, I have to just be in a space where it's like, okay, I've kept my emotions bottled up for this amount of time. I think now it's time to release, and let's see how many songs I can make.
Ooh, I think with all the interviews that I've done, too, with people that actually, you know, write their music as well, do you find journaling, do you journal, is that helpful to you? To write music?
So I do something a little different. Like, I might not journal, but I'll probably, like, sometimes I record voice memos, just because I feel like typing is just a little bit too long. And then it's like, I'm like, I lose the plot of why I'm actually typing.
Yeah.
So I think it's just like, I'll just turn on my voice memo, and then I'll just probably talk. And then from there, kind of let it do it, go kind of wherever it goes from there.
I love that. I just saw an app that allows you to like create videos or voice memos as a diary or a journal. And I'm like, wow, I'm about to do that, because I feel like you said, like, I have so many thoughts to get out and I just can't write as fast anymore. So I just need something. Like, I love sending voice messages to my friends. I think you could just get the cadence in my voice when I'm telling a story versus like you reading the text, you know? Not as funny.
Yeah. And I don't know. I just feel like, I've learned that speaking into like the phone or like a recorder, when you're upset or like you're trying to get something out, like, you might sound crazy, but at the same time, it's like when you listen back to it, it's like you can hear the emotion or the infliction in your voice, where it was like, okay, I was going through something that day, or like, that was a pretty good day. And so, you know, it just depends and varies from there.
Yeah, for sure. I like that voice memo thing. I think I'm going to start doing that. That might be my new like digital diary.
No, it's fine. And then no one can hear it. Like, I think you have to actually like really dig to find it, you know, if somewhere were to go looking for it.
Exactly. Because I was like, that's fine. I don't want to go into a tangent about diaries or whatever, but I was looking for one and I was like, I feel like it gives you too much of, like, it's so obvious if you get a journal that has a lock on it. You know what I'm saying? Like, what is in there? You know? So yeah. I like the voice memo thing. It's a little bit more low key, you know?
Yeah. Super mysterious.
Exactly. So let's get into your EP, your latest project, Echoes of Alchemy. And what was the title inspired from? Because I just felt like this was such a, I don't know. When I first heard the title, I was like, what is this project about? Like, I was just so, before I even pressed play, the title really got me. So I want to know, where did you get your title from?
Yeah, well, I know like alchemy is kind of like a transformation of different things. Mm-hmm. And so many people, like an alchemist, someone who's like studying transformation.
Yeah.
I was like, well, something is transforming here, you know, like project one to project two. It's growth. It's like different experiences. It's not so relationship inclined. It's more so self inclined. That was like just a huge transformation. I did it in music. So I felt like Echoes was kind of in the lane of music, like me singing, and it's reflecting back to whoever the mass is or whoever was listening. And then of course, like the transformation. So it was like Echoes of Alchemy, which was like the transformation of music in the blend of like emotional situations as well too.
Bring that with. Going a little bit back to your writing process too, when you said that the album is more so a self-reflection and more based and focused more so on yourself versus relationships? Like, was it harder or easier to write, like focus more on yourself than it was a relationship?
I feel like when you write from like relationship, it's super easy because it's like, you know, so many people are like able to relate to this. So it's like, you're like, oh, I know this sounds good. This feels good. It's kind of, to me, it's a little bit of a, like a cop out a little bit. Cause it's like, it's expected. It's expected for you to talk about love. It's expected for you to talk about good relationships, bad relationships. But I would say for this one was a little bit more challenging because I had to dig deep to where it was like, it's just kind of, how can I say it? It's like with making music, you have so many different facets that go into it. For example, like the creative process and the sonics, like how does this sound? And then like, you have to articulate it that way to be digestible to the listener. And I think for me, it was like, how can I make my personal experiences merge with the musical sonics and where it makes sense and it's super digestible? So I think that was probably the hardest part because it's like, you didn't want to hear too much. You don't want to like over sing. So it was pretty technical, just to say the least.
Okay. That's interesting. That's really interesting. I like that. I think it definitely hits harder for me when I listen to music that is not based on a relationship because, you know, you're with yourself, you know, all the time, you know? And I think it just comes from a very like vulnerable state. So I like the fact that even you, how you were even able to get there. So was it, when you decided to have this project, did you decide at first that it was going to be more so about yourself and like rather than relationships, or it just kind of came to you?
It definitely came to me. I tell people all the time, I never stopped making songs, but I think this was one time a lot of songs I was making, I was like, oh, that's not it. That's not it. That's not it. And then I made the whole project in like a week. Like I like wrote everything and then sang and like in the whole week. And then I was like, okay, I like these songs because I record demos at home and I just took it to like a bigger studio, like where they more professional. And then, yeah, kind of went from there and then it just kind of evolved itself. But once I had to lock in on it, it was like, couldn't turn back. So whatever was it going to be. So.
Oh, cool. So do you have a favorite on the track? And if so, why?
I mean, it depends on the day. Days, Solitude is probably my only consistent song that I'm like, I love this song. Because I really wanted people to get that song and really appreciate that song. You know, it happens. Like, so, you know, your favorite song may not be other people's favorite song. So I would say that one. Solitude is probably my favorite just because I feel like that was the first song that I made on the project that like kind of I connected with and I wanted to dive deeper into. And then a strong second will probably be Ascending or Difference.
Yeah, I told you how much I love Difference. So we're going to get more into that one later. So you have one feature on the album, which is Sadia George on Ascending. So how did that song come about? Like, it's kind of a beautiful, in my opinion, like duet, like you guys going like back and forth. So how did you first create that song and why did you decide to include a feature on the project as well? This is their only one.
So, because there wasn't supposed to be any features on there, only because I think features are, now they can be a little bit complicated because either you want to work with somebody that's not in the same area or not in the same state. So it's like that whole business aspect of it gets a little tricky. But this one, originally I sang it and I created it and then I sent it over to her because we were supposed to do another song. And so I was like, do that song, let's do this song. And at first she didn't really get it. Like, I don't think anybody got the song because it just was different. And so, yeah, I just asked her and then she came to the studio and we just created it. She just kind of sang and made it her own. You know, she changed some things a little bit to make it tailored to her. And then, you know, she took my pointers and my tips of how I wanted her to sing it and she kind of made it her own. So that's really how it came about. But we're friends, though. We've known each other for years. So it was just like, I asked, like, can you get on this song with me? And she was like, send it to me. And I think that part gets super, like, tricky because, like, you'll send someone a song and it's like, they don't like it. And it's like, makes you like, I need to know the whole thing. So I think for this one, she was like, yeah, like, I don't really get it, but, I mean, it sounds nice. And so for her to process, it was pretty cool.
So So how would you explain the song to in your process in writing it?
These are some good questions. I would say, so Ascending is about, it's like a psychedelic experience, you know, just to kind of say the least. And it starts off that way, and then it just takes you to a new dimension. Ascending is supposed to be the glue throughout the whole project, from old habits to kind of those old habits falling off into something, evolving into something new. Mm-hmm. And Ascending really is just pretty much about that. It's like, you know, you kind of get taken into this space. It doesn't have to be psychedelic. It could be just in general in life. And you get taken into a space and you kind of come out of the space differently than you went into it. But it's a kind of an evolvement, but it's just kind of the process of that evolvement. I want it to be a little theatrical.
We love that. We love theatrical. We love drama. We love it. So I like that. Okay. Because I wanted to ask you about that too, just not only because of the feature, but because of the fact that it did feel like psychedelic. And I love that you use that word for it too, because that's, you feel like you're kind of like floating in there. And I always feel any song that allows you to feel like that is just really special. So I like that.
Appreciate it.
Of course. So I know you, so far you released two acoustic versions from the album. So we got Deep End and you got Difference. So do you plan on releasing any more acoustic versions or what do you think?
Man, so what I should have done, I should have just, I didn't think people would like, to answer the question, no, but okay. I didn't think people would really, I didn't think it was really a demand or people really would like the acoustic version. I was doing it because I wanted to just, I feel like I didn't round out the whole thing. So I went to find a way in the plane, and I felt like that was a very cool, lighthearted way to do so.
Okay.
I wish I would have done all of them, you know, and gave everybody a full length, but, you know, I gave them two. Hopefully they enjoy it, but I won't, maybe not for this project, but maybe for upcoming music stuff.
Okay. Okay. You know, we're gonna take what we could get. That's okay. That's what, it's kind of like, you're gonna like, here, damn, like, just take it.
Yeah, because I mean, I didn't think, because it was just supposed to be the videos. Like, it wasn't supposed to be like a release behind it. But then it's like, people were DMing me. They were like, hey, is that out? And I was like, okay, this is like the 12th person that's asked. Maybe I should give it to them. So,
well, now you know for the next project that there's definitely a demand. Because I feel like with the acoustic version, your songs, but also just like when artists do an unplugged version of their songs and stuff, and they're just like sitting there and they're just like singing, you can see the inflection of their voice and everything. It just gives you a whole new feel to the song. And sometimes a lot of people like the acoustic versions, you know, better. For me, like I told you, like Difference is one of my favorites on the album, and I like equally like both. So at least you know for next time with the gift of people.
Yeah, no, I think the acoustic version, people hear it, the music a little bit better, and they kind of understand what I'm talking about. So then I didn't take that into consideration at first. I was like, once you strip away like the drums, the bass and all this extra, like what do people would now have to, no choice but to listen. So I think it didn't really register in my mind. And I'm like, oh, man, that was the whole point.
No, exactly. And I also feel like, as you are like a rising artist as well too, like people can hear your voice even better, you know, with the acoustic version. So that's great. And I have to ask you, because, you know, you kind of teased a little bit. So what can fans expect next, like on a possible either project? I know this was just released like last year, but still we're just running into 2025. So there's so much time left. So what can fans expect from you next?
So I'm working on, I'm not going to say too much because it might change. That's the only reason why I don't say too much, because I feel like I'll change my mind. But right now it is a project with genre bending a little bit, you know, going to dibble and dab. But pretty well. I'm very excited about it. I'm more excited about, this is the most excited I've been about creating music since I started. So.
Wow. I love that. And when it gets you back to the beginning and like why you even decided to, you know, pursue music. It's just like such like a giddy, like almost like crush feeling, how I would describe it. It's just like me with writing. That's how I feel. Like, oh my God, this is why I do this. Like, you know?
Definitely it's there. I think it's just an urge to like do it, but it's like I feel like I'm better than I was or have been years before. And I think now everything is finally feeling like it's emerging together. So I'm super excited. So super fresh sound. It's new. To me, I feel like it's more Mate. Like, it's, if I could describe Mate, this is what the project would be.
I'm excited. Well, I know you said that you didn't want to say too much about it. So I'm just going to hold you there with that because I'm excited. I definitely want to hear this now. And I just can't wait for what you come up next. So before I let you go, I do want to do the Getting Deeper segment where we're going to talk about one of your tracks and we both decide we're going to talk about Difference. And like I said, it was one of my favorite on your project. And I just loved how it was about longing, but also like showing how like you could do better as a person, that person could do better. And I wanted to know, did this song derive from a personal experience? Like, if so, how did you handle it?
Yeah, okay, so you did listen to the song. That's why I was like, oh, you definitely listen. What was the last part? I just was kind of, it kind of sucked.
No, you're good, you're good. So I wanted to know, did the song derive from a personal experience for you? And if so, how did you handle that?
Yes, I say everything derives, of course, from a personal experience. You wouldn't be able to speak about it. And not to that. But yeah, you know, I think it's just one of those things where, I guess from my perspective, it's like you're growing with a person and, you know, you kind of see flaws. And I think most times people see flaws and they run the opposite way. And yeah. I feel like I'm a person, well, I see your flaws. Like, let's, how can we make this better? Like, let's work together. And I think that's where Difference came from. And it was just from a vulnerable place because I think for the first, not my first time, but I think just in the first time in a song that I've heard in a long time, the accountability was there. And I think that was like one thing I was like, oh, this is kind of like deep. Cause now aiming or just like I'm hurt or you're hurt. It's like we're both so more so figuring it out. But what's funny, Difference is not just like a love relationship song. It's like also a spiritual song too. Like with like God and stuff. So it's like depending on what lane you listen to it is. Some days I'm listening to it, I'm like, ah, thank you, God. Like, you know, like really got the difference we made, like look at my life. And then you know, other times I'm like, wow, like, you know, look what we've overcome in relationships as well.
Yeah, I love that. That's why I wanted to talk to you about this song in particular, because when I like I think about more recently when Kendrick's GNX, I'm pretty sure you probably like listened to it, like everyone has, with the song Gloria. And like also, you know, I love that song so much. And at first you're thinking he's talking about, you know, his relationship with his, you know, longtime, you know, girlfriend, now wife and stuff. And then when you listen to it again, you can see everything he's talking about, like his writing and everything. So that's what I felt like when I listened to this song too, why I wanted to talk to you about it. Because at first, like, I think our minds just automatically go to relationships, you know, but it can also be differences. Even like a platonic relationship, it could be like with a friend, a parent, you know, and it's just like basically you just trying to, at least that's what I got from the song. It's just you trying to work something out. And it's just like sometimes like you said, like with this whole, I feel like times we're in right now, it's just like people are just like ready to get out, you know, like they're not ready to just like actually sit there and be like, okay, how can we work this out? People are just so easy, like, okay, you could go, like I'll find someone else, I'll find someone better or whatever. So that's why like it's that duality,
you know, song. No, for sure, absolutely. And I think people who get it probably are also just super overbearing as well too. I think I'm just an overbearing person, so giving up is never an option for me in anything. So you know.
I totally get that. And I think that it just shows to you as a characteristic in your personality too that you're not going to give up. So
yeah. Like that. No, who would I be? Who would I be?
Right. Exactly. So I really, really love this conversation. And I want, before you go, I want to know, how can fans follow you to keep up with your music?
Yeah. So on every social media platform, it's MATTE one, and then the letter V, and then the number one again. So kind of Matt 1v1. That's what it sounds like, but it's really Matt 1v1.
Sounds good. And I cannot wait until your next project. And thank you so much for talking with me today.
Yes, absolutely. It's been fun. Thank you so much.
Lowe's knows that saving is always top of mind, especially this season. That's why we've picked some great deals for early Black Friday. Get free select DeWalt, Kobalt, or Craftsman tools when you buy a select battery or combo kit. More tools? Why not? Plus, we've got select pre-lit artificial Christmas trees starting at $59.98 because it's never too early to think Christmas. Get Black Friday prices without the crowds. Lowe's, we help you save. While supplies last, selection varies by location.